Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, December 7th, 2020. This morning I will talk about ethics. What shall we do? Let's begin with a word of prayer. Eternal and compassionate Father, help us to accept you into all aspects of our lives. Thank you for creating us in your image. Bless our families. Forgive our sin and rebellion. In the power of your Holy Spirit, restore to us the joy of your salvation and empower us to act out of our identity in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Genesis 1:27, we read, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." Have you accepted Christ into all aspects of your life? In an office, whose picture normally hangs on the wall? The picture on the wall usually depicts someone casting the vision of the company. It could be the founder, the current president, or a chief executive. Why? It is helpful to remind us who is in charge and what we are about. Assume that you are a new office manager. Suppose when your supervisor was out of the office, a stranger walked in and questioned your supervisor's instructions, saying, "You are in charge now. Take it easy." Then, being naive, you declared independence, kicked up your feet on the desk, and slept all afternoon. What would happen when your supervisor returned? What would you think, then, if the supervisor, even as you are being fired and walked to the door, made a promise? "When my oldest son comes, you can come back and he will make sure that stranger doesn't bother you anymore." This is essentially the story of Adam and Eve. The story has three parts. Creation with great expectations, that is hired, fall into temptation, that is fired, and the promise of restoration through divine intervention, a second chance. Creation. Just like the business with the picture on the wall, in our hearts we have a picture of God, because he created us in his image. This family resemblance gives us human dignity. We were created with great prospects and a bright future. The emphasis in Genesis 1:27 is on being created in the image of God together with our spouses. We are created to live in families with one man and one woman. To prevent any misunderstanding, Adam and Eve were blessed, put in charge on earth, and given a mission: be fruitful and multiply. Fall. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden with just one restriction that came with a penalty: do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, under penalty of death. In deceiving Eve, Satan questioned God's integrity, saying that the penalty was a lie: you will not die. In giving into this temptation, Adam and Eve sinned and rebelled against God. God then expelled them from the Garden of Eden. Left outside Eden, Adam and Eve faced life outside of God's presence and the penalty of death. Restoration. In God's curse of Satan, he prophesied the coming of Christ. Satan's usurped kingdom would be overthrown by a descendant of Eve. What does this story of Adam and Eve say about our identity? Tension arises in our lives because we do not live up to God's expectations. Our dignity arises from being created in God's image, yet we sin and rebel against God. The good news is that when Christ died for our sins, he overthrew the rule of Satan in our lives and restored our relationship with God, just as it was in the beginning. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.